Mid-morning in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Workers from the Ministry of Health are doing rounds immunizing children against polio. Mary Samula, a teacher, welcomes the team into her home, eager to get her newborn Chantel immunized. The first round of the campaign ended August 5th, and the Ministry of Health says it's on its way toward achieving its goal of reaching 6 million children when the campaign ends September 2nd. Despite calls by the Catholic Church to reject the vaccine, Samula, who is Catholic, welcomes it.
I'm not planning a baby to be immunized because I don't want my child to be paralyzed. That's the first thing. And also, I listen to my own voice. I like my baby to grow up as a normal child.
As the campaign was beginning, Kenya's Catholic bishops called for a boycott of the polio vaccine, saying it has not been thoroughly tested. The bishops also said the vaccines were birth control in disguise. They had raised similar objections earlier this year to a tetanus vaccination campaign.
We are in a status where now we must be able to kind of determine our own destiny.
But Dr. Nicholas Muraguri, the Health Ministry's Director of Medical Services, says the bishop's concerns are baseless.
The polio vaccine that is being used in this campaign from the first 2 to 3 months is safe. It has gone through all the quality assurance system, including our own confirmation in our own laboratories that the vaccine is safe.
Catholic officials contacted by VOA elsewhere in the world would not comment specifically on the Kenya bishop's position, saying only that local church leaders have a responsibility to protect their congregation. But writings from Catholic church leaders approve of vaccines and see them both as a way to protect individual lives and public health. Lenny Rubaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.